This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra set up preaching on the series titled Rising on the Wings of Leadership. Today he's sharing on self-control. Let's join in.
When you have freedom or liberty, you need discipline. And the more freedom you have, the more discipline you need. The word liberty means the ability to think and act without constraints. Freedom. You can think and do something without anything blocking you. That's what it means. Freedom. This guy, he had never been free before. Do you get? Because every time his master was telling him, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that. So he was under rules. And because he was under rules, he was performing excellently. But the minute his master left and said, okay, now I give you freedom, do what you want to do. That was it. It was the beginning of his destruction. One day I had a house help. This house help was in my house, working, doing everything, whatever. Tell her, do this, you do it, do that, do this, do it, do that, do it, do that, do it, do that. You see, but I realized that she was not used to being organized. She was used to being just walking around. Are you understanding me? Because when I met her and I said, what do you do? She said, I'm just there. I said, so the time you were born, you are just there. She said, yes, I'm just there. I was surprised. And there are many people like that. They are just there. So when she came to live with me, I gave her rules. Do this, do that. Do this, do that. Do this, do that. Real rules. Then one day, somebody who was going to work abroad told me she wanted a house help to go and live abroad with. I said, well, I have my house help. You can take it. So the person said, okay, I will arrange. We'll come and see the house help so that I take it along and whatever. Do you know what happened? The day the person was supposed to come, the house help had run away. Do you know what she was looking for? Freedom. But freedom without discipline is a dangerous thing. The next time I heard of her, when she went and impregnated herself, did an abortion, and died. Freedom can kill you. South Africa has been free for only a few years. Who has made more progress? More development? I'm not saying we should have independence. Please don't come and do political. I'm just saying, just a principle that freedom can be dangerous. Well, so it's important. Like if you are a father, you are free. You need self-control. If you are an individual, you are there, you are free. You decide when you wake up, where you go, because you are a grown-up. You see, but that freedom must even put more controls. Otherwise, you will misgovern yourself. Amen. When I'm in my house, I determine when I wake up, when I sleep, when I do this, when I do that, when I do that, when I do that. But I know that although I am free to do a lot of things, rather I'm even under more control. Why? Because for me to lead myself well, I have to control myself. Otherwise, I'll go astray. If you are a businessman, you have your money, the money is yours. If you don't control yourself, you won't even know which one is the profit and which one is the loss. Everything is confused. Because every cash that comes to your drawer is your money. Sikeni niya media. You need control. Otherwise, even the business to fold up, you can't run it. And that was the problem of the prodigal son. As soon as he was given freedom, that was it. There are some of us, if I leave you with money, 10,000 Ghana cedis, I say count it, there's nobody there. There'll be a problem. The whole money will vanish. The next time I see you, you have a 1 hour story, a movie to tell me about. There are many people you cannot give them money and send them, go alone, go and buy something. That freedom, they can't handle it. Either they will ask some money or they will steal some or something. Every time you need a policeman by their side, they can't handle freedom. And it makes you a bad leader of yourself. Instead of learning, you smoke weed. Instead of paying the children's school fees, you drink Guinness. Number two. If you look at the story, one thing that the guy was given was he had power. And every time you have power, you need what? Self-control. Power means the ability or the capacity to do something. The fact that you can do something does not mean you should do it. Amen. In the Bible, there were two people. One was called Solomon. One was called Rehoboam. They both had power because they were kings. But see, Rehoboam, who was Solomon's son, he was worse. He couldn't control himself. Let's look at Solomon, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 9. God wanted to appoint Solomon as a king. And as a king, he was going to give him power. And one thing you need when you have power is you need self-control. For example, you have power to decide what to do with your time and how you use your time. But that power, it calls for what? Self-control. Otherwise, you will use all the time chatting and lifting weights. Meanwhile, you don't work. And after, your grandmother has to feed you. But all the time, you are using it to lift weights. Listen to Solomon. God is talking to Solomon, and he asked Solomon what he wanted. Verse 9, 1 Kings 3, 9. Look at Solomon's answer. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I might be able to discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? So God told Solomon, he said, listen, I want to give you leadership, power. He asked, what do you want? Then he said, I want power, leadership. But he said, this power that I want to use it to govern your people. Verse 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Why? Because God knew that, listen, when you have power, you have to use it well. So Solomon said, I'm going to use this power to judge your people and to see to the people and for their welfare. Next verse. Then God said, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life nor riches, neither hast asked for the life of thy enemies, I have given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor. God told Solomon, you see, he said that this power I said I was going to give you, you have exercised control. And God said that, listen, I've been going around Accra, Botswana, Uganda, Philippines, India, and asking people this same question, what do you want? And God said, I've been receiving three common answers. The first one is, Lord, my enemies. If you don't control yourself and you have power, you will only use it against your enemies. But power is not meant for what? Your enemies. It is meant for the development of yourself and the people. There are people who are husbands and they decided that they will squeeze their wives. So your wife is the enemy. You have the power. Squeeze them. You know your wife doesn't work, but because you have the power, he said, I will squeeze this woman because I got the power. The power is not meant for your enemies. There are people who, before they employ you, they want to sleep with you before they employ you. Why? It's an abuse of power. Because if you have power, there are many things you can do. And the more power you have, the more things you can do. You know that this girl likes you and you don't like her. You just want to sleep with her. And because you have emotional power over her, you are manipulating her, turning her around. Power is a dangerous thing. Sometimes I feel sad. African politicians, sometimes you see the people, masses, they are ignorant. They don't know anything. And people have power. And some people can deceive the masses. Because you know that this guy, he doesn't know anything. If there had been election, I just give him one handkerchief. I have bought his whole mind. You see, it's power. But I've realized if you have power, you need self-control. Do you understand me? You know, if you are a prophet, you can have some power, but you need self-control. You need a lot of self-control. Because there are people who can believe in you if you tell them that if they don't pay 10,000 now, they will die. They will pay. I'm telling you, anything you say, they believe it. And sometimes as you are sitting there, you are, you know, that this and say, hey, that's all. Hey! You see? So where there is power, if you don't control yourself, you go off. The fact that you have financial power to do something does not mean you should do it. There are people who are going for massive loans. Massive. A loan that is bigger than their intellectual capacity. But because they have the power to collect the loan, they have gone for it. But the fact that you have the power, say, this is a one-t loan. As he heard it, you know, it's in his power. I want some. You see, but you need self-what? Control. How come you are operating a business with a capital of 10,000 and you want a loan of 500,000? Is the money done bigger than your mind and your systems? A business instead of 5,000, if you want a loan, you should just go for another 5,000, something close. Because it's not just the loan, it's the systems, the organizations, the market, the distribution, everything has to grow systematically. That's why God makes things grow gradually. Everything, if you leap, you'll be out of your depth. So the fact that you have the power to go and collect a loan does not mean you should collect it. No. Self-control. This guy, he couldn't control himself. The food he was supposed to give the people, he started eating the food himself. And after he started persecuting the people, his power, he was used to beat the people. The power that was given to him, rather, he uses it against the people. Church of God, we need self-control. Paul said something in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, in verse 3, he said, my answer to them that examine me is this. People were asking questions about him. And he said, in verse 4, have we not power to eat and drink? He said, we have the power. In verse 5, he said, have we not power to lead about a sister and a wife, as well as the other apostles and the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? He said, we have power also to, Paul was not married, but he said, I also have the power to move with the women. He said, I have the power. If you read verse 12, finally he said, nevertheless, we have not used this power. We have not done what? Used this power. He said it's there, but have you used it? The fact that you have the power to sleep with your beloved, and you know that if I say let's sleep, she will agree, does not mean you must use the power. Ask somebody, have you been using the power? May I hear your loud amen? Like a thunder. Why? Because if you have power to do something and you don't control yourself, you will go off. He said, we have not used this power, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Power.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow for the continuation.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Come and live in my heart.
Come and live in my heart.
I believe that you died for me.
I believe that you died for me.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your blood.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Be the Lord and Master of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, transformed by your Air Power Conference. Said, dear pastor, I'm pleased to testify that my life has been positively affected by the Air Power Conference that you organized at Gosol. I was somebody who used to masturbate a lot. I have done this since time immemorial. But ever since you touched me at that meeting, I am a changed man. I have been engaged in this act again. And I thank God for this liberation. May God bless you abundantly, and I give him glory.
Greatness.
The more you serve, the greater you become.
God doesn't have a problem with your desire to be great, but is concerned about the path you choose to become great.
The blessing of the Lord makes a man great. You can have degree and still not be great. You can even have money and still not be great. It takes the blessing of the Lord.
Grab a copy of this message series by Kakor Baden titled Greatness, as he gives biblical references of people who became great by virtue of the blessing of God. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakorbaden.org or place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT.